Welcome to part four of the Windows Azure SQL Database Migration video series. Today we're going to talk about SQL Server data tools. The last three videos have focused on the DAC framework and the client-side utilities, and part three focused on the Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service and how to import and export and migrate databases programmatically from on-premise to Windows Azure SQL Database and vice versa, including Windows Azure Blob Storage, things like that. We also looked at, in the introduction video, how to do this through SQL Server Management Studio, through the user interface and through those client tools. Today we're going to focus on the SQL Server data tools. And the reason we're going to focus on this is because a lot of the questions that we get really focus on and have to do with, hey, how do I get my database, Windows Azure SQL Database, ready? Meaning when I try to export using the DAC client utilities or using SQL Server Management Studio, I get all these errors. How do I go clean those up? What's the best way to make my database ready to migrate to Windows Azure SQL Database? And that's what we're going to focus on here. We're going to do that using SQL Server data tools. So my name is Scott Klein. I'm a Windows Azure Technical Evangelist. I've got maybe two slides, and then we'll jump in and do a demo. And hopefully this will be helpful to you as you're preparing to migrate your database from on-prem to Windows Azure SQL Database. So let me just introduce SQL Server data tools. This is really, it's included with Visual Studio 2012. It's an additional add-on to Visual Studio 2010, but it is free. But if you install Visual Studio 2012, it is included with that. And this is just a tool to make it very easy to work with SQL Server and Windows Azure SQL Database. It does change connection. You can write queries. You can do schema changes, things like that. It's integrated right into Visual Studio, and it really helps with application development integration and working with SQL Server and Windows Azure SQL Database. Very powerful. It does schema validation. It's very powerful and very easy to use. I'd highly recommend that you take a look at it if you're not familiar with it already. Just some of the key benefits, really easy, is that it provides connected development to SQL Server and Windows Azure SQL Database. It does schema deployment, and what we're going to illustrate and show today is that it actually does schema comparison. And this is what we're going to use to make our database ready for Windows Azure SQL Database. So with that, let's jump out and do a demo. And hopefully you'll find this valuable, because I think it's an awesome demo and shows the power of SQL Server data tools. So let me minimize this and open Visual Studio. And what I'm going to do here is not open a project, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the SQL Server Object Explorer. This is where SQL Server Data Tools resides. This is SQL Server Data Tools. What I've done is I've already connected to my on-premise SQL Server instance right there. I've connected to it already, and there's my databases. The one we're going to work on and work with is the AdventureWorks 2012. If you're familiar with AdventureWorks, this is a stable database. It's been around for many, many, many years, and they've upgraded it to work with SQL Server 2012. Now, if you're familiar with this, and we did this in one of the other demos, if I were to right mouse click on this database and say either deploy to database to SQL Azure or export data to your application to create a backpack, for example, right? So let's save this to local disk. And notice here, it will create a backpack. But if we save this to local disk, we'll just call this, no, it's already there, we'll override it. Call this Contoso 2, for example. Next. It's going to go through and start creating the backpack, but it's going to look at the schema, look at all the artifacts and the other things in there, and start interrogating the database. And at some point it's going to choke and say, hey, it failed. And if you look at the errors, it comes with this huge laundry list of things that says, hey, this is not supported in Windows Azure SQL Database, right? It's not supported in a backpack. Okay, great. So we could go through and one at a time fix these up. This would take forever. We don't want to do that. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to use SQL Server data tools to make this process much, much, much easier. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to right mouse click on the AdventureWorks database, and I'm going to say create new project. Okay, and I'm going to call this AW2012, I think, for example, right? I'm going to click Start. What is, oh, that already exists. Well, let me go in here and let me clean that up. I was doing a demo already for this. Let me get rid of all of that. There we go. Let me do that again. Yep. So it's going through and it's interrogating the schema and saying, okay, what objects do you have? Gathering all the dependencies, looking at everything. And what it's going to do is going to create a SQL Server database project in Visual Studio for me. And it doesn't take that long. AdventureWorks isn't that big, but it's not that small either. It doesn't take that long. So there is my, over here in Server Explorer, there's my project, okay? So there's my schemas, there's my tables, views, things like that. I've got schema collections, I've got properties, everything on this database. Now, if I were to go into the properties of this solution and change this to SQL Azure, for example, okay, which is awesome. I can change this to Windows Azure SQL Database as a target platform and save this. I can then right mouse click on this and say, hey, compile this and rebuild this project. And I'm going to get the same slew of errors that I got through SQL Server Management Studio. Hey, this extended property is not supported, blah, 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 blah. And I can guarantee you there's a lot more than 201. That's probably all that'll fit in this window. So what is the best way to get this database ready for Windows Azure SQL Database? And it's this way. I'm going to go to SQL. Schema Comparer, and I'm going to create a new schema comparison. Right now, before I pick my source and target my source and target, I'm going to select the options, right? The things that I do not want to include during the comparison, and this is where the power of SQL Server Data Tool shines. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unselect a lot of the things that I don't want compared and brought over into the target because I know that they're not supported in Windows Azure SQL Database. So I'm going to unselect a few things here. So I'm going to select the top few certificates, like that. I'm then going to go down to defaults and unselect that. I'm then going to, oops, too far, or certificates. Well, okay, I don't want extended, oh, I don't want contracts. I don't want defaults or extended properties. I don't want any of the file groups. I don't want any of the full text stuff. I don't want, where's my message? Oh, message types or partition functions or schemes. There's queues or that. Rules. Don't want sequences or sequences. I don't want services. And I don't want symmetric keys. And then lastly, what I don't want is the CLR, user-defined types, or XML indexes, or XML schema collections. All right, so these things I know are not supported in Windows Azure SQL Database, and a lot of them are for good reason, so I'm going to click OK. All right, so I'm going to actually save this because it's good to save it so you can come back and always do a schema comparison later again if you need to. So I'm going to save this. I'm going to save it in the same place I created this project. I'm going to call this AW Schema Compare. Click Save. Excellent. All right, so now I'm ready to do a schema comparison, but what I'm going to do is I'm not going to use my project as the target, or sorry, as the source, right? What I'm going to do is I'm going to select my source, and my source is actually going to be the actual database itself. I want this database as the source. And why is that? Is because I've already set this solution targets as SQL Azure, so it's going to basically mess up my schema comparison, and I don't want that. So I'm going to select my source as the actual database itself, okay? But as the target, I do want, oh, well, as the target, what I want is I want to actually create a new, or add new project. I'm going to create a empty, oh, where's that? Oh, SQL Server. I'm going to call it, create an empty SQL Server database project. I'm going to call this AW Azure. Let's call it AW2012 Azure. Yep, that'll be good. Okay. I'm going to set that as my target. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to then compare. This doesn't take that long. Already done. Notice there's all my tables and all my objects, functions, store procedures, schemas, all that great stuff, right? So now my target is still empty, so I'm going to go ahead and update that target and say yes. And notice how fast this takes. This is actually really quick. Bam, done, right? It didn't take that long because there it is. It only took, what, 2 seconds? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and save this and close it. Now, I'm going to minimize this. Now, really, my target is, if I look at the properties of this, my target is still SQL Server 2012. What I want to do is set this to Windows Azure SQL Database. Okay. Now, before I compile, if I were to compile this, because it did bring over everything, but before I change this, I need to change a few things on this, right? So the first thing I'm going to do is I need to go and remove, even though I said in the schema compare, I said don't bring over XML indexes and XML schema collections. It didn't bring those over, but what it did do is let me show you an example here, job candidate, it still left it on the column, right? So it's still an XML data type, but it still is referencing that schema collection, and the schema collection doesn't exist. So I need to remove that, for example. Okay, now you can see that the errors went away on this table. Now there's a couple more places, or three more places I need to do this. So I need to go to person.person. This has two references right here. And I'm going to be anal about just the lining up of things. Somewhat. All right. There's that one, and just a couple more places. So I need to go to production. Product model. It's got two references as well right here. And that one. Okay. And one last place is... is it sales.store? Yes. Right, and this has one other one as well. Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. That's done. Alrighty, so we could go ahead and compile this. And so let's go ahead and do that. So if we were to compile just the AW 2012, we're going to rebuild, and it's going to still come up with a slew of errors, right? What we need to do is scroll down under the project here and look at the first one, right? And the first one says, hey, row good call is not supported. That's fine, because what we're going to do is we're going to go and do a global search and replace, control shift H, for example, and we're going to replace row good call with nothing. We're going to leave the replace with blank, and we're going to say replace all. Say yes. It replaced 87 occurrences. We'll save this occurrence. All right. Then, let's see if we can go back and pick this one. All right. Yep, not for replication. We want to fix. So we're going to say not for replication. And we're going to do the same thing. Control Shift H. And replace that with nothing. Okay. And now if we go back and we do our compile, you'll notice that there's only two errors that are associated with our AW 2012 Azure. And that's because two tables out there do not have a clustered index. Windows Azure SQL Database requires that every table have a clustered index. So let's open this one and let's make this, just to make this easy, we're going to make that a clustered index. And we'll go back down to here and make this one product photo, so we're going to make this a clustered index. We're just going to say clustered. Okay. Now, if we were to compile this and rebuild it, right, it says rebuild succeeded. So we have no errors in this one. So in just a matter of minutes, we went through and made our database, Windows Azure SQL Database, ready. It really is that simple in this case, right? So we could, at this point, we could right mouse click here and say publish, and we could deploy this. So we could deploy this right to Windows Azure SQL Database. So let's create our connection. So we're going to say .database.windows.net. It is SQL authentication. So I'll say SQL Scott. My password, not very, 2012. Let's test the connection. Connection succeeded. So at that point, we can click OK. There's the database name. There's the script name it's going to generate. So at this point, we just click Publish. And what it's doing is it's going out. So I ran it before, and I clicked Cancel just to test it real quick. So now it's publishing. So when this goes in publishing, it's generating the scripts and pushing this out. So at this point, the schema in a few minutes will be pushed out to Windows Azure SQL Database. And we should be able to then deploy the data. And we'll probably do that in another video series. But in this example, what we did is we went through and we illustrated how to use SQL Server data tools to make our database Windows Azure SQL Database ready. And really, it is simple as doing a SQL schema compare and check off those things that we don't want to make available in Windows Azure SQL Database. And at that point, we just did the schema compare, removed a couple items, and we're ready to go. So within just a matter of minutes, we were able to make our database, prepare our database to make it ready for Windows Azure SQL Database. So there you go. Very easy, very fairly straightforward. So thanks for coming. If you have any feedback or have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. My Twitter handle is @SQLScott, or you can reach me at scottkale@microsoft.com. I'm happy to answer any questions. If you have any suggestions about what you want to watch or other videos that you might want to see, I'm happy to listen to those and take those in consideration. I'm always interested in your feedback and how to make things easier for you. So appreciate your time. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.